On Monday's episode of Front Page Tech, I talked to you guys about the possibility of Twitter changing the way your tweets appear in your timeline, going towards an algorithmic view, and, well, they did it. They fucking did it. So we'll talk about that and more coming up.
In a time where content creation thrives, in a place where games are played, the people that play such games reach out to you with things such as game time or speed build. There can only be one name that solidifies in your mind. Spectrum Swapper.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to Front Page Tech, the show that gives you all of the latest tech news from one geek that's me to another. That is you. Today is a very, very special day, my lovely lovers of tech. I have a very special guest with me. We had to work out how we're going to say this. My former multimedia computer keyboard yearbook teacher, Michael Witt, and the crowd goes wild.
Wow. Hello.
So this is. We haven't talked for a while. I mean, we've been texting, but like, this feels like I'm hanging out in your classroom again. This feels so good. Except you're not in the same. You're not in the same classroom. You're with a bunch of what is it? The kindergarten class? Is that the kindergarten classroom?
It's like kindergarten through sixth grade. Yeah.
Oh yeah. How long have you? How long have you been involved in tech, Sir Witt?
Oh God. Oh.
Too long. Like,
too long. My Well, let's see. Since 92. Yeah. 1992.
I wasn't even born yet. I was born in 1993, a beautiful year.
So, yeah, it's not too long.
Guys, couple updates for you before we begin and get into the news. Number one, I'm using a new service that you all need to go look at. If you're a podcaster, we're using it for the first time today on this episode of the show. It's called Zencaster. Z-E-N. Make sure I don't fuck this up. Zencastr.com. Solves one of the biggest problems in podcasting. I was not paid to say this. I wish I was, but I was not. It will basically, you can give like a guest that's on your show a link, an invite link, and you both record from that site. They don't have to install any other software. It records both of your audio, or I mean, however many guests you have, it'll record the audio for through Zencaster, and then it'll be placed right onto Dropbox. You're good to go. You have the audio files. In fact, you can do post production right from the website. It's so awesome, and I can't believe more people don't know about it. The second thing is we're doing a giveaway. So, feature points, guys. You have to do this. Go download it on iOS or Android. The basic concept of feature points is that you can get there's basically a list of apps, and from that list, you can download the applications, and you get points per application that you download. Those points build up, and you can use those points to redeem them for like Google Play gift cards, Amazon gift cards, iTunes gift cards, and even like PayPal funds, that sort of thing. Super awesome. I've been using them for a while, and they're working with us to help give away two gift cards. Number one is a $25 gift card. It's very easy for you guys to get it. All you have to do is download Feature Points on iOS or Android and use the referral code FPT so they know that we sent you. By doing that, you're done. You're entered into the giveaway. The second way that you can win is by signing up. You're going to get your own referral code. If you take that referral code and you tweet it to @FeaturePoints on Twitter, you'll be entered again to win another $25 gift card, so $50 in total for Amazon. Plus, if you use our referral code FPT, you get your first 50 points for freezies. So there you go. I will put links down in the description. You have to go do that right now. The contest is over. Well, it's not even really a contest. It's just a giveaway. Giving that stuff away by the 28th. So if you haven't already, be sure to sign up. Mr. Witt, are you ready for tech news?
Let's rock it.
Okay, let's rock it. Story number one. Google is banning Flash from its display ads. Now, the exception here is video. Am I right?
Yeah. They're not going to allow folks to do Flash advertisements anymore, which doesn't really make sense because the fact that you still have the same problem with, you know, Flash video advertisements, don't you? I mean, you have, right, like, the same vulnerabilities that are apparent in, you know, Flash advertisements are there for Flash video. You still have the same architecture, right?
Right.
So you're still exposed to the same vulnerabilities. So it's
that. Yeah, that doesn't make any. It makes sense for them to ban it, right? But it doesn't make them. It doesn't make sense to ban it halfway. Like if you're going to ban Flash, ban it.
It's all or nothing.
Yeah. I mean, in terms of video, FLV is still like a preferred codec online for whatever goddamn reason. I mean, it's easier to encode stuff when you're live streaming through FLV, but as far as like displaying video and stuff, FLV isn't even like the superior codec. So I don't know why it's used so frequently online, but it is. And Google is, even though they are banning display ads and they're going to obviously shift in favor of HTML5, as they have been doing for a while, they're still going to support Flash video, which doesn't make any sense. And I'm trying to think of the last Flash video ad I've even seen, but I can't. I've seen a lot of Flash ads, but I don't know about like a Flash video ad. Are they around? Or am I missing something?
What I do, I'm one of those bad people. I use the ad block. So,
well, I mean, in this case, it's totally acceptable. Cause like, okay, I'll use ad block too. And, this is something that like I preach on the show is about like, if you really want to help support content creators on YouTube and stuff, there are certain sites that you need to whitelist, but I'm totally for
correct
ad blocking, in terms of like malicious advertisements, which is 99% of the internet. In this case,
I totally agree. And ever since I started working on people's computers, just as favors, unfortunately, it's just one of those things anymore. You have to tell people if you don't update your computer anymore, if you don't, some people don't even run antivirus.
What?
It's Flash.
Just like, so no, bad. I'm fine.
I'm good. I got Windows Defender. I'm all right.
Yeah. So which, bad. By the way, can we talk about something? Can we talk about how bullshit Windows Defender is?
It is pretty bad. I'm not going to lie. It doesn't really do anything.
Is it just me, or is it supposed to take up 50% CPU usage?
It must be doing its job. That's how you know it's working.
That's when your computer is so slow and the CPU is slowing down, it's because it's working. That's how you know it's working.
Well, you know, it's got to scan all the bits.
Right, right.
It's got to scan all the bits.
What's next for us? Let's get away from this Flash shit.
Flash.
Microsoft is apparently going to hide what's inside Windows, it's going to stop hiding what's inside Windows 10 updates. I guess we haven't been seeing that, which, I mean, to be fair, I don't pay attention to that anyway, right? So I just like see an update and I just walk away. I just walk away from the computer and I let it do its job. But a lot of people are like just kind of freaking out about not being able to see what's actually in the updates in terms of Windows 10.
And I'm one of those.
You people. Raised your hand. Why?
I'm one of those people.
Okay. Inform us. Why do you freak out?
Well, if you have something that bricks your system, how do you not know? Or how do you know what's
true.
The problem?
True.
You don't know anywhere to start troubleshooting the problem if you don't have any kind of release notes about the patch that they're giving you. So if you have something out there that kind of totally borks your system and it's blue screening like crazy, like some of these older systems out there that are running Windows 10 that shouldn't be, I mean, how do you not know? How is it that they don't tell you what's in them? I don't get that. And what's worse is they create a website that you have to go to willingly to find out what's actually in it. So
yeah.
How does that, nine chance out of 10, most people don't care, but you're still going to have those people out there that work on computers like me because I'm stupid and I do that stuff.
That's half the people in our audience, by the way.
Yeah.
They all love working on computers.
I love it, but there comes a point where you're just like,
I hate it.
Can you please stop going to porn? Really? That's really what it comes down to. But when it comes down to Microsoft updates, I know you love Windows 10. I heard you preaching the gospel of Windows 10, but I'm on the other side of the fence with this one. I don't know why.
Why is that?
I don't know. It's like I have these weird issues. I have a Toshiba laptop, and I have these issues where like Cortana is now built into Start, and I would get these weird messages that would say like, Cortana is in Start have crashed. We're going to restart your computer to fix the problem.
What?
But you
because
see,
Cortana
you
crashed?
That. Yeah, like you start the computer up and you log in with your password and stuff, and it just crashes. I don't know if anyone ever had this problem. Maybe it's just me. I don't know. but like you would restart your computer several times.
Wow.
And it would not fix the problem. Finally, I saw like a notice in the bottom that there was Windows updates that have been installed. So I'm like, maybe that was the problem.
Yeah.
So I was always think kind of sketchy because Windows updates really never told me when they were installing updates.
Right, right.
So how am I to know that that's not part of the problem? And the whole transparency thing with Windows updates is just...
I see exactly what you're saying. I mean, I've even said that I have a lot of problems with Windows 10. I would still pretty much recommend it, but the problems that I have are so oddly specific. Like, it's because I'm running Wirecast to stream, or I'm having problems with Premiere. It's like weird problems that the average consumer wouldn't have. But I mean, again, that's another weird problem that, like, I've never even heard of a Cortana issue like that. And you would have to like restart your computer and stuff. That there are weirdly specific odd problems with Windows 10. But I would always recommend Windows 10 because of the direction that Microsoft is taking. And if this is the direction that they're taking and not really giving us a choice, the best idea would be to upgrade and to stay up to date with everyone. It's hard to convince people when they're like, I love my Windows 7 or God forbid they say Windows Vista or Windows XP.
If you say Windows XP, I'll have someone come over there and punch you in the face personally.
You're not that far from me.
Get off of Windows XP. If you are out there and you have Windows XP, well, if you're listening to John, you won't be. But
no, hopefully. If
you know people out there that are, punch them in the face.
I'm curious. Guys, I don't care how you tell me. If you have to tweet it to me, if you're watching later on, you have to comment. Let us know if you're running Windows P because we can help you. Okay. There is a group for you. There is a place for you. And this is your safe place. Okay.
We still have them here.
God, don't get off of Windows XP.
God, I went to the bank the other day and they were running Windows XP. The freaking bank.
The bank.
Who the hell knows?
Because the systems need it.
Maybe it's because it's Windows XP embedded. Who knows? Is that still supported?
Maybe for businesses like that?
God, my God. Microsoft, what are you doing to us?
Before I wanted to move on, but I have a good question for you. Have you been following what Microsoft is doing in terms of like hardcore forcing you to update?
Yeah, like they're not going to let you go back on like they won't have you go backseas anymore. If you get new hardware, they won't let you put Windows 8 or nothing on them anymore.
Right. Are you even like the update process where lately it was revealed that Windows 10 could come in a form of a regular Windows update?
Yeah, like they actually download all the stuff just in case you we just downloaded all these files and used all your bandwidth just because you might want to update. Yeah, it's
like 2 years from now. Yeah. But I mean, like even now, like it just says Windows update. You could literally, like I do, get the Windows update started and walk away and come back. And then you just have Windows 10 now.
No, I did not see that.
That's it's a recent thing as of like the past week. And people are freaking out about it. But Microsoft really wants you to use Windows 10.
Well, here you go. Here's a situation. Like I have a desktop at home. Yep. It came with Windows XP and I upgraded it to Windows 7. The specs were perfectly fine. Well, it's got Windows 7 on it, and they keep asking me, well, now's the time to upgrade to Windows 10. I run the Windows 10 upgrade utility tool, you know, to see if it works. Nope. But the notification's still there, and it actually did probably download all the files because that hard drive is full.
Oh, great. Good. Oh, yeah. Speaking of that, to give you guys a reminder, because you might not have remembered, we're coming up, and I can't give you an exact date, but we're coming up to the 1 year anniversary of when Microsoft said that you can get Windows 10 for free. So if you remember when they announced Windows 10, they're like, hey, if you have Windows 7 or Windows 8.1, you can upgrade for free within the first year. We're coming up on the 1 year anniversary of that. So I'd look into if you've been looking into Windows 10, now's the time to get it so you don't have to pay for it. Again, so if you have that little toggle in your taskbar, at least look into getting Windows 10, because we don't want you to like think, oh, I'm gonna do it 4 weeks from now and then you have to pay for it. So Amazon is apparently thinking, now they have been thinking about this for a while, but this year they're saying could begin taking on FedEx and UPS with shipping. Now this would be so bad for both FedEx and UPS in terms, I mean, I wish I knew the exact percentage of how much UPS and FedEx ships specifically from Amazon stuff.
Yeah, it's got to be pretty huge, you would think.
Yeah.
I mean,
I
think this would be great for like the consumer. I mean, shoot. I mean,
oh no, it's great for us. Yeah. Absolutely great for us, but I cannot tell you. Okay. This is John genuinely thinking back. The video list or the video watchers are the only ones that get to see this glorious moment. I'm thinking, and I can't think of any moment in recent history where I've gotten anything shipped to me from FedEx or from UPS that was not from Amazon. I don't shop from any other websites, nothing like that. What about you? You ship anything from any other website but Amazon?
No, okay. I'm all Amazon.
I'm not against this because this is super awesome. Like we said, for the consumer, it's great. I'm looking forward to it. Amazon says it's a revolutionary system that will automate the entire international supply chain. Totally interested in this. But like I said, scary things for FedEx and UPS. Because
who needs them?
This is, I mean, in terms of like having a competitor or a rival, this is like boom, instant competing there. Because I mean, Amazon, like we said, is probably a big majority of what UPS and FedEx is shipping. If they take that all away and now they're shipping on their own, it'd be amazing. But here's another thing: think about their shipping costs. Amazon could really dramatically lower shipping costs in that case.
Well, absolutely. John, have you ever had something shipped to you from China?
A like, lot of things, yes.
From China. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
How long does that take?
Depends. Like, if we're just talking like standard shipping, it might take 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
Now, they're saying that they're going to have some guy in Hong Kong, China, you know, wherever.
Yeah.
They're going to be able to go on an app, press a button, and summon the almighty Amazon truck to come pick up their shipment and take it on commissioned vehicles, ships commissioned by Amazon to take them over. Now, is that like a speedboat? I'd like to know that.
I think we should just attach everything to pigeons.
That, you know, when they came out with the idea that they wanted to have drones mm-hmm. deliver you your, you know, batteries that you bought from Amazon or your toilet paper. I could just imagine them dropping them onto my house, and I'm like, yay, the Amazon fairy is here.
That's how you know we're in the future. When you don't have to go to Walmart and all the your toilet paper is literally being flown to your house.
So yeah.
It's amazing.
I always think I want to run into you when I go to Walmart, but I never do.
Because I always go at some weird time, like 2 a.m. is when I'll go to Walmart when the garbage people are gone.
Yeah. Wait, like the nasty people that go to Walmart or like
the garbage people, the nasty people, the people with sicknesses.
Excuse me. Yeah, the people of Walmart are real.
People that have herpes on their feet.
Yes, absolutely.
Twitter I'm still here. Okay, here we go, guys. This is, I hate to do this to you, but I have to be the one that reports it. Twitter has done it. We told you in the last episode that it may be coming as early as this week, that they were going to they were looking into and testing changing the way the tweets appear in your timeline and instead giving you what Twitter thinks is more relevant to you. Now, we've already seen this. This is not like a new algorithm that they've created. About a year or so ago, we were introduced to a feature called While You Were Away. Now, that was based on an algorithm that would display tweets out of order in a way that Twitter thought certain tweets were more relevant to you. So Twitter was deciding this, and they're using that same algorithm through your entire Twitter timeline. Now, off the bat, this is not going to be forced on you, and then you'll have to opt out. Instead, they're gonna show you, it's gonna be the same for you when you load up Twitter, but they're gonna show you something that says "Show me the best tweets first." When you toggle that on, that's when you'll be introduced to this new algorithm or the previous algorithm, and the tweets will start to display out of order. Now, some would say, Mr. Witt, Michael Witt. See, I don't know what to call you.
Call me Mike.
I called you Mr. Witt for years, Mike. Yeah, you need to call me Mike. That feels weird. I feel like I need a shower.
Listen, I'm on your show. You need to make it official.
you need to call me Mike from now on, or I'm going to come over there to your house. I know where you live.
Okay, Mike.
Or I'll follow your brother on the way home, and I'll just punch you in the face.
Mike. This doesn't even feel
just,
good.
Just
I feel
do
like
it,
I need to know, clean
just,
my left arm or something. My left arm just specifically. Some would say that something like this, an algorithm like this, is really dangerously close to how Facebook does things. Wouldn't you say?
Facebook, yes. You know what? Advertisement. Sorry.
Flash freaking, advertisement?
Yeah. It's for Disney. You know, rabbit things.
Oh, good.
But freaking Facebook. I can't stand it. You know, I got to admit, I'm more of like a Facebook user, kind of like Brian in that regard. Mm-hmm. I think he uses Facebook and not so much Twitter.
Right.
I don't know. I never really jumped on the Twitter bandwagon. I have an account, but I never use it. So those of you out there that try to follow me on Twitter, you're just going to be following an empty shell. Sorry.
Which we've already blown up to this point.
Yeah, well, thanks, but I don't ever go on it.
Yeah, well, thanks.
But the thing of it is, when Facebook changed that whole thing, and then I can't see when people actually send me stuff, and then I'm looking through my feed, and I'm seeing things from, like, yesterday. The best is, like, when they do sports and stuff. Like,
yeah.
I'm a huge Penguins fan, you know, Pittsburgh. And I'll see, like, stuff that happened, like, yesterday show up at the top of my feed today. That's like, I don't need to have score updates today from yesterday's game when I already watched it. It doesn't make any sense.
Right.
I don't know. If they're going to do that kind of stuff for Twitter, that's just for the birds, man.
Well, the whole idea of Twitter is that it's real time, you know? Everything is recent, that helps conversations flow. I might be wrong here, but it doesn't sound like Twitter's going to group conversations either. So if it finds a tweet that's more relevant, it could break up those conversations because now those tweets are out of order. I can't confirm this because, like, I'm not using it. I refuse to use that. At least right now, it's not natively within the Twitter app when you load it up and that's the first thing you see is tweets displayed out of order. You will opt in at this point, but at some point you will have to opt out, I'm assuming. But the hashtag Rip Twitter was trending for days because people were like, well, great. Now it's going to be like Facebook. But you know what? I have a question for you, Mike.
Yes.
When John. Facebook changed their policies, the numerous times they changed their policies and people were rioting in the streets, we're not going to do this. We're not going to put up with this. This is not the Facebook we want. How many people actually deactivated and left Facebook? Zero.
Big fat zero.
Yeah. So I doubt anyone's really going to be leaving Twitter. Some high end, super popular Twitter users are the ones being like, hey, we're going to boycott Twitter if you do this.
Okay.
Or not. Kim Kardashian's not going anywhere.
No.
Twitter.
No, because you know what? Where are you going to go? You're going to get a free platform for publicity. No one's going to leave.
Right. And I mean, Twitter is, I mean, I can understand why maybe you don't use it, but like for me, it is, I need Twitter. To me, it's the easiest way to communicate with the people that watch the show the community because this is going to sound so terrible. What the fuck? Hi, my cat just jumped up on my lap. Show her to the stream. You want to say hi?
Nice. That was perfect.
It's perfect for me because I don't have to be your friend for you to see my shit. You know what I mean? I create content. I want to get my thoughts out there. I want to make my ego bigger. I want to share my content, but I don't want to have to look at your stuff too. And Twitter's perfect because you can follow me. And now they're doing the same thing on Facebook. And Twitter is just my go-to thing. It's quick. It's easy. I can reply. I can favorite, retweet things. Super quick. Super convenient. But if the things I want to see are now out of order, I'm going to keep using it.
As long as I can share my funny memes from Reddit, I'm good.
I'm leaving Twitter. Never. I couldn't. I don't know what they would do that would make me leave unless they like kicked me off or deleted like 10,000 followers of mine. Then I'd probably leave.
You got to explain this to me. What's the appeal of Twitter over something else? I mean,
okay,
it's a social network just like anything else.
Well, okay, with like I was saying, for someone like me, it's easier to share things as opposed to like with Facebook.
Just like you said before. Okay, I got you.
Right. So with Facebook's algorithm, you made a good point. Like, you might see stuff the next day. Let's say I'm going live, and I'm like going live with Mike Witt. Here's the live link. Come watch. And I post it on Facebook, but half the people on Facebook don't even see it on time. Whereas opposed to Twitter, if I post it on Twitter, I know whoever's on Twitter at that point is going to see it and they can come watch it. Now that's probably not the case. So great.
I just saw something in chat. I remember listening to you guys talking about John Bubb. You're calling him Bubby, and I called him Bubby in chat. So they said it's official now. he is Bubby. I helped make it official.
He's awesome. By the way, to mention him, let me make sure I have this correct. I'm pretty sure I do. Now, first of all, let me just disclaimer, Mike, if in your spare time, you go to this website. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Sorry.
You cannot think differently of me, okay?
Okay.
There have been things that I have said live on the air. If there are technical difficulties or something went wrong, there are things that I just say that I really shouldn't say, but that John Bubb has always recorded. Apparently, he has been recording me for weeks, and he has sound clips of me saying certain things, and now there's a John Prosser soundboard.
Oh my God.
So that angrynerd.com is going to take you to a soundboard of me saying awful things. You have to promise me that you won't think of me differently. Just because I say terrible things on the air. I'm still the same innocent child from school.
That angrynerd.com, you said?
Yeah.
Oh God, I can't wait.
So there's that, the soundboard of me saying terrible things. Guys, that is it for the show today. Make sure to go check out Feature Points, as I mentioned, to enter that giveaway. Also, if you listen to us on iTunes or anywhere podcasts are available, the video version is on youtube.com/frontpagetech. You can follow us at Front Page Tech right there. Big thanks to our network, GFQ Network. And big thanks to my special guest, Mike.
Yay, you did it.
It was awesome having you on. You want to come on every day?
Every day?
Yeah, let's have you on every day. Official co-host. Brian's gone. It's just you.
Well, no, that won't be so special anymore, right?
No, it'll be special every day as long as you stay on. The second you miss a show, it's not special anymore.
Damn it.
It's special because I'm calling you Mike for the first time.
See? There you go.
This is the milestone. So thanks for coming on. It was a lot of fun.
Thanks for having me, John. I appreciate it.
And that is it. If you like to share your learn thing, hit the subscribe button down below, and we'll see you guys on Friday. Hasta la vista.
Laters.